You're listening to the public feed of Carefree Highway Revisited, which includes only a portion of this conversation. To hear the complete discussion, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or see the show notes for details. What you're about to hear is part one of a two-part interview that I did with Carol Navarro about the song The Gypsy from the Back Here on Earth album. Now, you may remember that we started another two-part interview in the last episode with Glenn Nelson that was about Gord's Gold. Well, this is another two-part interview. Our next episode after this one will be the second part of Glenn's discussion with me. And then the one after that will be the second part of the interview that you are about to listen to on The Gypsy. Hope you kept up with all that. Enjoy the show.
The first guest of the evening is truly a poet. He's an artist. He is a friend and an inspiration to anyone who I think has ever played the guitar or tried to write poetry. Would you please welcome Gordon Lightfoot?
"Step inside my tent," said she. "I'd like to read your poem. Leave the dollar in the jar. This won't take very long. Leave the circus noise behind. Close your eyes. Relax your mind. I'll tell you if you should quit now or if you should go on." This is Carefree Highway Revisited, the show that celebrates Gordon Lightfoot's music song by song, a proud member of the FM Podcast Network. I'm your host, Mike Messner, and with me today is a fellow Lightfoot fan coming to us from the great state of Michigan, Carol Navarro. Carol, thanks for being on the show with me today.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. And thanks for doing this podcast because I love Gordon Lightfoot and I love talking about the lyrics.
Well, that's a big part of what we do here, and thank you for being a fan. Just to clear up, where exactly in Michigan are you?
Traverse City.
Tell me how you first got into Gordon Lightfoot's music, Carol.
Okay, well, first of all, I'll say, can a song save a life? Probably. And can a song change a life? And I would say, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that happened to me when I was tuning into a radio show out of Ann Arbor. It was a radio show called Michigan Movin'. It would come on 10 p.m. Sunday night and end at exactly at 10:22 p.m. I don't know why they picked that time, but they would play folk songs. I would tune in every Sunday, and then I heard the Canadian Railroad Trilogy.
Yeah, good one.
And that point on, I was hooked. And so I would tune in every week on Sunday night and wait for him to play a Gordon Lightfoot song. And so I was able to hear all the early Lightfoot songs. And I feel really lucky to have come to Gordon at that time. And I was about 16 or 17 years old, and I'm 71 now. So I have a few years behind me with Gordon. And it's the longest love affair I've ever had.
What a great way to describe it. And there's certainly a lot to love on all sorts of levels about Gordon the man and Gordon the musician. Did you get a chance to see him live? And if so, how many times? What was the venue like? Anything you care to say about that?
Okay, well, I lost count how many times, but you know, as a young teenager, I was limited. So whenever he would come to Detroit or in that area, I would go see him. So I saw him at Masonic, Fox, Pine Knob, Meadowbrook. And I saw him at a shopping mall, 12 Oaks Mall, when I was 17 or 18. So the shopping mall was after hours. So in the little courtyard that they have, it was Gordon. And I only remember Gordon, but I've talked to Rick Haynes during the course of my travels, and Rick says he was there along with Red Shea. So there were probably about 30 people in this little courtyard mall after it closed down, and there was Gordon like 8 feet in front of me playing acoustic.
Wow. Oh, man.
But since then, fast forward, moved from Detroit to Traverse City, 40 years old, kind of going through a midlife crisis. And I decided that at this point, I'm going to meet Gordon Lightfoot. I saw that he was playing at Pine Knob. I hadn't seen them play in a number of years because I lived in Traverse City. didn't think you could travel to Detroit, you know, or anywhere else to see him. That seemed so far. But at age 40, I saw he's playing at Pine Knob, and I said, I'm going. So I talked to a girlfriend and said, you know, I'm going to meet him this time. Because when I was a teenager, I had tried to get backstage, of course, got shut down every step of the way. And we talked, and I said, you know, if I pay somebody $25, you think I could get backstage? And she said, oh, no, Carol, $50. That almost anyone can do anything for $50. So I took my utility payment, as I was a single mom by this time, took my utility payment, stuck it in my shoe, drove downstate. And I don't think I ever sat down the whole show, the whole concert. I felt like I was in a board game, like Chutes and Ladders, where you roll the dice, you know, you go. And I ended up talking to a security guard, managers, and they kept redirecting me. Finally, I found myself at the stage door. There was a very nice gentleman there guarding the gate. He said, no, you can't get back here unless you have a pass. Well, how do I get a pass? Well, maybe, you know, you can get one from somebody that already has one. So this guy came up waving his pass. The guard said, no, it's too early. You can't get back here. So as the guy walked away, I said, hey, you want to sell that pass? Because I had $50. Well, he did.
Oh, like, wow.
And so I got backstage. And then at this point, it was like a dream. Because as the band members started filing out, I realized, oh, my gosh, it's been a while since I've seen them. Because they had gray hair at this point. That happens to all of us. But, you know, I thought, I'm doing it. And I went up to each band member, introduced myself, gave them my kind of sad little story, you know, turning 40, I wanted to meet Gordon, blah, blah, blah. And thank you for all those years of music. And then they were all very kind, very nice. And then Gordon came out and I just froze. I was like, oh, my gosh, here he is. I can't do it. Well, across the room, Terry Clement waved to me from across the room, waved me over to him, and he introduced me to Gordon.
Oh, wow. And
like, oh, I've completed my life goal. This is like all I asked for in life, to meet Gordon Lightfoot. So I, of course, kind of fumbled over everything, but that was a game changer, because then at that point, Barry King said, hey, there's some people back here you got to meet. They're from Traverse City. He introduced me to a man by the name of John Corcoran, who is quoted by Gordon as the fan who's been to most concerts. Mm-hmm. So, and then they invited me back to the hotel to kind of hang out, you know, at the afterglow afterwards. So John proposed to me, well, you know, Carol, you don't have to wait for Gordon to come to you. You go to him. So that began the journey of me traveling with John and his wife, sometimes just John, because his wife didn't always go. So it'd be John and I and his two little kids, ages 3 and 6. And we would traveled all over the country to see Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, wow.
And they were a little confused at some point, because they would be like, wait a minute. Peggy says it's okay for you to come without her, and you're with her, and you have the kids. So we kind of had fun with that. But it was all about the music and our devotion to this man who really helped us through life, literally. And so that's where I lost count on how many concerts that I've been to.
So you were really kind of the Lightfoot version of a deadhead then. Going around and seeing all of his shows.
Yes. And John and I like to think, we don't can't say that we did, but we came up with the term lightheads. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but John's daughter, the one that I used to travel with when she was 2 years old, grew up and did a documentary about Gordon. And the documentary is called Lightheaded, A Gordon Lightfoot State of Mind. And John produced it. And his daughter, Bailey, and son, Brady, wrote and did the editing and all the interviewing of the documentary.
Oh, wow. And is that documentary online? Is it available?
Yes. Okay. Yes. There's two of them out. One was the Canadian production, and this one was produced by John. And like I said, written and directed by his daughter, Bailey, and son, Brady.
So you really had a front row seat in more ways than one. of what the touring life was like. And that, I don't think I've ever had a guest on the show that had that kind of experience being, as you said, a lighthead. And that movie is one I'm going to have to check out because now I'm on vacation. So I have the chance to do that. I just finished giving finals today.
It's kind of the version of a fan's life devotion. And the kids, John's kids did it because they grew up with Gordon's music and John's whole family became very well acquainted with Gordon personally, friends. So it was kind of from their perspective. Our dad dragged us all over the country to see Gordon Lightfoot concerts, you know, way past our bedtime. Mm-hmm. And this has been our life. It's been quite a ride.
Wow. I mean, I think you could probably write a book about your experiences as well, because it sounds like just a fascinating time to be alive and a fantastic experience.
I have to say that my only goal was to meet him once, and I would have been just happy with that. But mm-hmm. this is beyond what had happened, followed after that, beyond my wildest dreams. And I'll be forever grateful to the universe for that experience. And getting to know Gordon after he passed, his wife told me that he saved my letters.
Wow. So it sounds like you both impacted each other's lives to some degree.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but when she told me that, I was like, okay, I don't need anything else, any reward for the rest of my life. The fact that he saved my letters in his personal pile is like, that's just, I don't even know what to say about that.
Nothing to say except thank you to the universe, like you said. Well, that's all the time we have for Here in the Public Feed. If you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation, along with all of our other extended and bonus episodes, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or at fmpods.com. You can see the show notes for details.